Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy Mother's Day! Hope you're lying in bed eating chocolate and getting thoroughly spoilt while you're listening to this. We are brought to you this week and every week from now on by the lovely Golding Accountancy. They're an accountancy firm based in Essex, but they work all over the country and they are honestly the nicest bunch of people you'll ever meet. I know one of them. One of the directors who helps me, because I do a little bit of accounts here and there, but I'm obviously not qualified, and he always helps me out so much, and he's such a good guy. I always recommend them to everyone. So it made sense, really, that I can now recommend them to the world. WeAreGolding.com. If you're in need of any help with your accounts, they are the people to talk to. So thank you for sponsoring us, you very nice people. This week, I had a fascinating chat with the lovely Cleona Byrne, who is a body positive parenting coach. Try saying that after you've had a couple of glasses of wine. So she got in touch with us last year to say that she'd like to come on and talk about what she does. And I've suffered with body image all my life, as I'm sure the majority of women have. So for me, it's always been a really big deal how I raise my children to have positive body images. Is that the right way? Yeah, be positive about their body image. I wasted so much of my childhood and teen years and 20s being so obsessed with what I looked like and not liking it that I just wasted my life. I could have been having so much more fun not worrying about what I bloody looked like. So I really want to instill that into my children. So it was a really good chat. Just finding out what you can do. It's quite hard to listen to because I've been on a diet for my whole life, and obviously that's not my kids are going to be aware of that. So it's kind of, sometimes it's going to be about changing your behaviour and how you deal with food and body image, obviously, because you are the example to your kids, aren't you? So yeah, it's I took a lot from it and we'll continue to work on that. But yeah, I hope you enjoy it and see you on the other side. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Work.
Has your brain stopped working?
Yes, honestly. And like I'm here in France, right? So I
How are you?
I live in Paris. So since I've gone into lockdown, I find I'm losing words.
Yeah. Like,
and it's not because I'm speaking in French all the time, it's just because I'm speaking with my partner. And then like he's English. There's no excuse. But every so often I'll be like, I can't remember certain words, or I don't know, I feel like I'm constantly having brain farts. Like there's this constant fog. Yeah. Are you the same?
Yeah, I actually messaged my friend because I was like, what if I'm getting dementia?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting older. He's like, you're a fucking idiot. He's, everyone's like that at the moment. But I was like, I do have, my memory is terrible anyway. It just is. But thinking of words, like I'm having a conversation with someone and I honestly, I know what I want to say. I am kind of a bit like that anyway, but it's got so much worse. But he said, everyone's like it. But I'm like, why? Why is this?
I don't know why that's happening. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like this mental block. It's so weird, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know if it's because we're out of the habit of talking with other people outside of our close circles. And with your close circle, you usually can communicate even with like an eyebrow. You know, you don't need to communicate in the same way.
Yeah.
But I think it's that we're losing that outside skill where you need more vocab and you need more to describe and explain. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Because we're not really doing any. Well, I say we're not doing anything. We're homeschooling. If you've got kids, you're homeschooling. And if you're working and on top of everything else. I mean, I literally hoover twice a day now the kids are home. Because I've got quite a small place and they just make so much mess. And I've got a cat who's really fluffy.
Oh, well,
like, I just can't, like, after lunch, I have to hoover. And then after, like, dinner, I have to hoover because otherwise it just makes me stressed out. But it's like, so I'm not doing anything. Because someone said it's like, because you're not using your brain as much. It's kind of, or because you don't, I don't know, maybe you don't need to think about, you've got so much to take in, I suppose, haven't we? Like, we've got so much to adjust to because it's so weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a safety mechanism that your brain kind of just
goes primal.
Stops. Yeah. You don't need to worry about words. It's fine. Yeah. Just, you know.
I'm in survival mode, you know, like, I think that's it. It's like, I'm in survival mode right now and I don't need to think about the stuff on the outside. It's just the stuff that's happening. Because, like, our brains are overloaded at the moment with everything we have to juggle and then not having the same freedom as before. And then there's a grieving of that freedom. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm joined today, I'm going to say we, by the lovely Cleena, who is a body positivity parenting coach.
Yes.
I wrote that down so I know I'd say it properly. I thought, oh, why don't I write it down? Because all the people tell me and I'm just like, and then I've got to remember, which obviously is very hard for me to remember anything. So yes. So tell us everything. Firstly, I want to know what you're doing in France. In Paris. Oh. I've never been to Paris, so I'm going to come and visit you because I need
you
an excuse to go.
I was born and raised in Ireland, and then I lived in a few different places. I went to the US for a while, then I was in Milan in Italy for 2 years.
You look about 15.
Yeah. I'm wise, you know. I'm a wise 15-year-old. But I moved around a bit as an adult, and then almost 5 years ago, I decided that I wanted to come to Paris, and I did, like, 2 weeks later. I was living in Milan, and 2 weeks later, I found a job, moved over.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't fluent in French or anything. Like, I don't speak French well now, but at the time, I was just like, oh, bonjour, croissant, you know, this kind of stuff. And now I've been here since, and I plan to stay here, but I don't know, it just drew me. I had itchy feet and I liked to move around, but since I've come here, it just suits me. And the one negative, though, is with lockdown, I can't go home. Like, I haven't been home now in a year and a half, I think, nearly. No less than that.
Yeah.
So I haven't been
home. Well, it's a year, isn't it? It's nearly a year since. Wow.
Yeah, and before lockdown started, last time I went home was in the November before.
Okay.
So
that's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing about it. It's like being far from home. Because before I could just hop on a plane and I was home in no time. But
How's it been there with lockdown? Has it been similar to here, or are they dealing with it a lot better?
Well, I'd say it depends on.
I think everyone's dealing with it a lot better than us and America, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Here it's like we have this 6 p.m. curfew, which is really bizarre because it's like, you can't go out after 6 o'clock. So you have to try get everything done during the day. Like if you want to go to your food shop or go for a walk, anything. And some of my friends find that way more stressful. Whereas for me, I'm like, I work for myself. So if I have a spare hour, I can pop out and do my food shop or whatever. It's not the same as for them. We'd have to be connected to the computer. And so I found it okay, but it is a bit odd. And things are closed apart from essential shops and certain shops that close and things. But it is what it is. I've adjusted now. I'm adapting to this new lifestyle.
What jobs did you do then that took you around?
Oh, so I worked as, in Ireland, I was a journalist. And then when I moved to Milan, I worked in copywriting for a design firm.
Okay.
And then when I moved to France, in the beginning, I worked in social media.
Okay.
And I hated it after a while and decided I really had to change that off because it was making me miserable.
Yeah.
It just wasn't for me. Wasn't for me. So then I changed and I re-studied and got qualified in coaching. And I guess I'll explain how I got to where I am then. And I started coaching with body image and body confidence and helping with this. And I was
working something you've always been interested in.
Always.
Yeah.
Because I had my own journey of really disliking my body.
Yeah.
I used to always be doing diets, trying to lose weight. Like I wanted to lose weight from the age of, I'd say maybe 10, maybe even younger. And then as a teenager, I had an issue with my jaw where it was kind of like an overbite or an underbite, but instead it went to the side. So I couldn't close my teeth properly. And it was a nuisance really, but mentally I had a crooked face.
Yeah.
So I had this whole idea in my head that once I lost weight and once I had this operation, my life would become this like sparkling, wonderful thing. And I'd be like, I don't know, a girl in a yogurt ad who's laughing like, ha ha, ha, I'm so slim and happy. I don't know. I had this idea anyway.
Yeah.
I lost weight and I had the operation and then I realized I didn't feel any different. And it was nothing to do with how I looked. It was really how I felt about myself.
Yeah.
So that all happened when I still lived in Ireland. And I went through this journey of figuring myself out, being my own friend, getting comfortable with my body. So when I came to like changing my career, I realized that this was something that everyone struggles with and I can help people with it. And I learned the skill set to actually help people with this problem. So then I started working as that and I was helping people with their body image and taking on clients and it was wonderful. But when I started working with people, they kept coming to me with the same thing. And it was about how their parents felt about bodies and the things their parents had done and the things their parents had said to them. For example, if you've ever had a family member who said a negative comment about your body, you never forget it. Like it sticks to you. It's like glue. I always use the example of if you had a granny who told you you had thick legs or something, you will never forget that comment. It will stick with you for the rest of your life.
My nan, I think I was about 6, and she said to me that fat chills quick because I was cold, and I've never forgotten that, and I don't remember anything. But
there completely, you go. That is a great example. Yeah, and that scares people. And then if their parents were always like doing things like saying negative things about bodies or dieting, all this stuff, it formed how they felt about their bodies. And then a lot of the people I was working with at that time were mums. I'm mostly working with mums now too, but they were like, okay, I had this awful thing that was said to me and different things that happened when I was growing up. It's now formed how I feel about myself. And now I'm doing the same thing to my kids. And I want them to not feel that pain because there really is nothing worse than not liking how you look.
Yeah.
That feeling you get when you're in the changing room and your stomach just goes, oh, or just being in a social situation where you're like, I feel so uncomfortable in my body.
Yeah.
All feelings, looking in the mirror and thinking, I look tired, I look fat, I look whatever. All of that is horrible. And no one wants their kid to feel it, but no one knows how to prevent it.
Yeah.
So that led me on to then creating what I do now, which is the body positive parenting and helping parents to like their bodies. So they can show through example to their kids how to do the same.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
Yeah, that's definitely, I think we're the most important, because it's hard, obviously, isn't it, with the world as it is. I mean, it's better now than when I was younger, because it was the waif look when I was in my, when you're, see, words, influence, when I was in my, like, being influenced. Because I remember when I was six, I knew that I was fat. So it's been since I was six that I've had that, you know, I need to change how I look. Exactly the same. If I'm skinny, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the world around me as well. Now there are a lot more, it's a lot more about body positivity, isn't it? And you can be any shape you want to be. It's all about being happy. But it's still there. Like with the fashions, like, so it's the stuff that used to bother me, I remember when I was young, was the clothes sizes. Like I couldn't get the clothes that I wanted to get when I was probably 8, 9, because they didn't fit me. Kids' clothes were made for skinny kids.
Oh, and now,
so with my girls, they're 10 and 7. The 10-year-old's in age 13 to 14 and the 7-year-old's in age 9 to 10. But because they're filling out, you know, they're developing, they don't really care. The older one likes it because she thinks she's all grown up, she's wearing older clothes, you know, but I know that that would have really upset me, you know, when I was a kid. But please God, I don't think, I mean, my kids aren't like how I was. They're not, I mean, they're not skinny, but they're not, I was a fat kid, they're not fat. But they're obviously still aware. And obviously now they're getting older, like the older one obviously is, she's becoming aware of her body changes starting to happen. She's starting to like boys, you know. So I just want to make sure that they don't hate themselves, because I hated myself and I really don't want them to be like that. So,
oh, yeah. And
how do you do it?
I mean, how do you do it? Yeah, that's the thing. And before I explain how to do it, I'm just going to say, the thing with the clothes is such a strong one, because I had that too. I didn't fit into, like, the age group I was supposed to fit into, nowhere near it. And that sends the message to kids from a very young age that we're made to fit clothes rather than clothes are made to fit us.
Yes.
And we start to think from a young age, like, okay, I'm age 6, therefore I should fit into the age group for 6.
Yes.
And I don't. There's something wrong with me. Because this is what I'm told I should fit into. So I hate this system. It doesn't work. It should just be like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4 or something, where it's not based on age. It's just sizing.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Because kids grow at all different sizes, don't they? I mean, some of the girls in Juno's class are absolutely tiny. She's my youngest daughter. Because at that age, when they're 7, you know, they grow at all different rates, don't they? So the whole thing's crazy anyway.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. But
when you're a kid, it can get into your head, you know?
Yeah.
But, right, so to answer the second bit then on how to do it, the only way to do it is to be the role model of someone who actually feels comfortable in their body. So, for example, right, if you, I'm just going to paint a few scenarios, because I think anyone listening will be like, okay, I definitely fit into one or a few or all of these. For example, let's say you're going to the beach. I know none of us are going to the beach at the moment, but think back to the good old days. And you're going to the beach, and beforehand, there's a big deal about needing to look good for the beach. So maybe dieting, maybe there's a big fuss about trying to get a bikini or swimsuit that fits. Then being at the beach and being really uncomfortable the whole time, holding body image that's uncomfortable, refusing to be in any of the images, that's sending a message to your kids that you need to be a certain way to go to the beach, and mum doesn't feel good at the beach.
Yeah.
Think of the message that sends versus going to the beach and just having a good time and being in the photographs, wearing whatever, wear a burkini, it doesn't matter what you wear, but just feeling good in yourself. That's showing the kids, okay, this is how to feel good in yourself. It's just going and doing it. And the same for things like eating. Like if a parent is at home dieting and weighing out food and weighing themselves and doing all of this stuff, it's sending the message of the goal is to be thin. Thin is fast versus the parent just eating the same as everyone else and everyone just eating it and not being a big deal. So it's about changing how we behave. But the only way to change the behavior is to genuinely feel it. So when I'm working with parents, in the first week is all about, well, what really makes you uncomfortable? And we get really honest about it. We talk about stretch marks, bellies, saggy boobs, all of it. Let's just get it out there Let's talk about what caused it, what's making you feel that way. And we just get it all out in the open, because most of the time, most people won't really talk about these deep things that we feel insecure about, because it's almost embarrassing to admit, well, you know, I will never wear a sleeveless top because I hate the top of my arms.
Yeah.
So many people feel that way. Just get all of that out there. And then we start talking about the things we can do to actually start feeling good about your body. So the whole way, in order to make your kids feel good about their bodies, the parent needs to feel good about their body first. And then they'll show through example on how to do it. And it's that simple. It's happening already. The way you feel about your body is the way that your child is forming their beliefs. They're seeing what you're doing and copying it or believing the same thing. And that's how it starts. So it's about breaking that cycle.
But that's hard, because it's hard to fix how you feel about yourself. I mean, I feel the best I've ever felt. But I think after you've had kids and as you get older, you start realizing that all that shit doesn't matter. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. That's the wonderful thing about when you do get older, is you don't actually give a shit. Plus, I'm working out a lot and I like the way that I look now. Well, not completely, but, you know, but I try and have a positive example for my children, because I work out in front of them and they come to the gym, or they were coming to the gym with me when we could go and I needed to take them. So they're aware that exercise is important. They still won't do Joe Wicks every day without me pulling them out of bed. So unfortunately, that's not, they don't want to do that bit. But I weigh my food because I calorie count. But they are aware of, and we do normally eat the same thing, but like tonight I'm making them pizza and I won't have that because that'll pretty much be all the day's calories. Do you know what I mean? Because it's, so I'll eat different, but it's hard because I don't want to stop calorie counting. Do you know what I mean? Like if I just ate whatever they ate, then I would put on weight and I don't want to put on weight.
So it's getting that balance, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone I work with is the same. They're like, I still want to lose weight. I still want to be the shiny, sparkly thing that I mentioned for my own story.
Yes.
That I thought
I would get to.
They still want that. And there's no shame in that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to look after yourself or do these things. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The thing though is like how those things are communicated to the kids. I'll take exercise as an example. Exercise could be, okay, kids, I'm exercising in order to be slim, to lose weight, and to look a certain way. So that's one way it could be communicated. Yeah. So then kids think exercise is for that. Or it could be communicated in, I like to do this because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And then exercise is about feeling good. But what has to be genuine is that's how you genuinely feel. You genuinely feel like exercise because it makes me feel good. That's what it's about.
That's saved me through lockdown. Exercise has saved me. And I do tell that to the girls. Like, it makes me feel, and my older one's kind of starting to have hormonal changes. And I'm like, start working out as soon as you can. You mean, she hasn't got to go crazy, but I was like, it will help lift your mood so much. So I have kind of instilled that. I try not to talk about weight in front of them because I know how damaging it was for me, for my parents talking about it. I was very aware of what I looked like. Very aware that I wasn't normal. And I don't want to do that to my kids. But so I don't talk about, I mean, we do talk about it. I had it with my eldest daughter. She came back from school. She didn't want to wear her coat. This was when she was like in year one. So she was like 5, 6. She didn't want to wear her coat that she had because it made her look fat. And she was not at all. They were both very slim when they were little. They've kind of started putting on more weight as they're starting to develop, which is what happens. But I knew that had come from another kid in the class, and I was like, oh my god, how do I deal with that? Because I was like, she's not fat, you know. So we have spoken about it from a very young age, and I'm like, it doesn't matter what you look like, people are all different shapes and sizes. So, and I think that they're okay. They're not showing signs of worrying about what they look like. I think they're both quite confident. I don't know, it's hard, isn't it, sometimes, because you just think, what if there's stuff going on that you don't see? But I do try to, even though I'm obviously worry about what I eat and I do exercise, I try to not make it Yeah, it's hard though, because it's a fine line, isn't it?
It's a fine line, because the thing is, no matter what, they're seeing you do that. They're seeing you do that. So
yeah,
it's really tough, right? Because this is what happens. No parent wants their kid to feel that. And then when something happens, the immediate response is, no, you're beautiful. You're this, you're that.
Yeah.
And we all know that when we're feeling really bad, someone could tell us we're beautiful a million times.
Yeah.
And just won't need anything. Because yeah. we're like, okay, you're just saying that. But I know the truth. I know that I'm too fat for my coat, or I'm this or I'm that.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. And that's what every single person I work with comes to me with this. They're like, I keep telling my kid they're great and they're not listening to me. And I'm like, no, of course they're not. Because like, yeah. if you're not feeling good, you're not going to listen to anyone. No one can break through that wall. The only person who can make you feel better is yourself.
Yeah.
And that's tough, because when we don't feel good, and we all do this, right? We look outward into finding something that will make us feel better. So yeah. we go, you know, in the direction of a diet, or I don't know, doing some kind of like Pilates course or something like that. We're like, let me find something that will make me feel better. Let me find this golden ticket.
Yeah.
But actually, the thing that's going to make us feel better is ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we can all be our worst inner critics and saying these horrific things to ourselves that we would never ever say to anyone, a friend, yeah. a child, yeah. whoever, but we do it. So it's about changing that voice of the inner critic and starting to accept some things about ourselves. Like, for example, when I went through the phase of deciding that I was going to stop trying to make myself smaller and that I yeah. was worthy of taking up space, I gained weight. And in the beginning, I was like, I don't know if I'm comfortable with this weight that I'm carrying on my body. And then over time, I was like, well, if I'm eating nutritious food and looking after myself and doing lots of movements that makes me feel good, and this is the shape that my body naturally goes
yeah.
through,
yeah, I guess
this is probably the size I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And guess what, I have the same body as my mum and my granny, so this yeah. is just who I'm supposed to be. And
yeah.
getting comfortable with that. And I know, for example, I'm never going to be thin, and I'm okay
yeah.
with that, because I'd probably
yeah.
look pretty weird if I was thin anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look right. And it's about just embracing, okay, we all come in different shapes and forms. So
yeah.
I'm going to accept my shape and form and just own it and show the world that I'm owning it
yeah.
by just not thinking about it too much and being comfortable in myself.
But so I think if there were more people who were looked up to, like role models who were bigger, you know, in the world of celebrity, for example, no one would care anyway. That'd just be normal, wouldn't it? It's just because
oh,
we're
yeah.
told you're thin is beauty. That's what we all think. Oh, okay, that's what I need to be. So if that was changed, because everyone is different shapes and sizes, I'd never be skinny. I haven't got that. I'm just not like that, and I wouldn't really want to be. Yeah, everyone is different. Everyone's different. I'm
everyone.
5'4". I'm never going to be 5'10".
Well, yeah,
it's
but like the
happening.
Way we treat size is ridiculous in a lot of ways, because we interchangeably, the words thin and healthy are used. And
yes.
that is so far from the truth, because you can
yeah.
be healthy at every size. This has been proven time and time again. And thin doesn't necessarily mean you're healthy whatsoever. You can be thin and very unhealthy. So we need to stop doing that in society, because larger bodies have always existed. You know, there's
yeah,
always
yeah.
been larger bodies. We need to get comfortable with it. And we need to stop telling people that you need to look a certain way to be beautiful, because
yeah.
you don't.
Well, in some cultures, bigger is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
They think so.
It's
we've just gone the other way.
Yeah. 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 We've gone the other way. And it's a bad example for kids, I think, that we keep
yeah.
saying, this is the body type. This is desirable. This isn't. Because again,
yeah.
if at home we're discussing bodies and we're praising certain body types, speaking negatively about others, trying to
yeah.
achieve certain ones, then that's what they believe. And all that stuff on social media, magazines, whatever, that's secondary. That's where they've been told by their family, thin is best.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they go out into the world and look for evidence that that's true. And sadly,
yeah.
they're going to be told this because society is quite fat phobic in general. And a lot of people carry around internalized fat phobia, where it's like, it's okay for everyone else to be fat, but if I'm fat, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're sending these messages that we don't even realize we're sending. And the thing is, it's just as easy to send the message of, here's how to feel good in your body. here's what to do if someone says something negative about you. Here's what to do if you don't feel particularly good today, because no one feels good every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
And finding how to deal with your kids in this way, have the conversation, show them by being a role model, do all of this.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of effort, but once you do start doing it, it's second nature. Because we were born liking our bodies. We weren't born disliking our bodies.
Yeah.
It's just going back to our roots.
Yeah. It's so true. It's the outside influences, I think, that are hard, because obviously you can't control them. And it's like with the celebrities endorsing like detox teas and, you know, all that shit. But that's always been the way, hasn't it, with different diets that this person's doing. I mean, I couldn't count the amount of diets that I've been on. Do you know what I mean? And it's diets don't work. You know, it's if you want to lose weight for the right reasons, you know, it's just it's consistency, isn't it? It's working out and basically eating less than, you know, than the calories that you're exerting. That's how you lose weight, but healthily. But it's hard to, you know, if society that we live in, if the main aim is just to be skinny, and like with the supermodels and stuff. My niece had a friend who wanted to go into modelling. She was beautiful and she was a really nice girl. And it's lovely, but it's like, it's a funny world to be in, because you're measured all the time and people don't eat, they just smoke. And it's like, it's a nice idea, but actually how healthy is that to go into that kind of work?
Yeah, it's not. That's the thing. It's not a healthy place to be where you... if you're in a profession that says to you, you're not to eat and you're to smoke and we're going to measure you all the time, how could that be good for you?
Yeah.
You know, how? It's just, and then people being told you can never be a model because you're not the right or whatever. If we treated height in the same way, the world would be different. Like if it was like, you can only be healthy if you're tall, and if you're short, you're not healthy. So you need to work on that.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be ridiculous, but we do this with size all the time.
Yeah.
And again, your body's going to do our bodies are intelligent. You know, they know, they send us signals for what they want. They let us know when we're thirsty, when we need to go to the loo, like they tell us what we need to do.
Yeah.
And when we ignore that and go against it, it causes us to become quite we're no longer attached to ourselves. We're denying our needs and wants. For it to achieve something else completely, and ignoring that our body is ours. We only get one body and we have a choice. Yep. Are we going to love it or are we going to hate it? Are we going to get along with it? What? Because the thing is, our bodies, even when we tell it, you're ugly, you're not good enough, you're this, you're that, our bodies keep working. They don't give up on us.
Yeah.
It's the thing that's keeping us alive. And it's about having that bit of gratitude towards it and feeling good.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's just those little things that can change how we see that body. So one of the biggest things I tell all my clients to do, and it's super simple, is to start smiling at themselves. Now, I call this mirror magic. And here's how it works, right? If you smile at yourself, even if it's a fake smile, like a forced fake smile, it's going to cause your brain to release serotonin, which makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So what I get everyone to do is every time they see themselves in the mirror, in their reflection in the storefront, when they turn on their camera, the camera's facing them and they look like a thumb. Doesn't matter. Smile at yourself, right? Smile at yourself. It's going to release serotonin, which makes you feel good. And over time, you'll associate seeing yourself with feeling good.
Yeah.
Right? So that's going to completely change your relationship with the mirror. And your kids are going to see you doing that. And then they will start doing it, because they're like, when mom sees herself, she smiles. I'm going to smile too. And then in their, like, body, they're releasing serotonin and over time associating seeing themselves as feeling good. So it has this ripple effect. It's very simple. And this is the type of stuff I do with mums. It's like, okay, let's do this tiny thing that doesn't cost anything, doesn't take any time out of your day. You're already looking at yourself as it is. And let's just change it a little bit and see how you feel about yourself. And if everyone listening to this did that, I promise after 1 week, your relationship with yourself is going to totally change just by doing that.
Oh, I'm going to start.
Do it. Yeah, because think about it. If you saw a friend, I know we're wearing masks now, but let's say you saw a friend, you wouldn't frown at them and then be like, hey, you, fatty, whatever. You wouldn't do that, but we do it to ourselves.
I do that.
We all do it, right? So it's about changing it. And another little bit is, if you usually say negative things to yourself, start saying positive instead. So smile at yourself, and let's say your brain goes, oh, my tummy is too big. Then just respond to yourself and say, you know what? My tummy's really cuddly. It created life. It's doing good stuff. It's keeping me going.
Yeah.
It's not so bad. I quite like it. Like saying these positive things.
Yeah.
And you can do that out loud with your kids. Be like, you know what?
I do say that to my kids because they take the mickey out of my belly because obviously I've got baby belly. But I'm like, that's because I've had babies and it's nice to cuddle. Like it's squidgy. And Judo said to me the other day, she said, like, I don't like it because you've lost weight and you're not as comfortable. And I was like, see, you need something to cuddle. It's nice to have something to cuddle.
Yeah. And that belly, it created life. It created belly.
Exactly. It's your fault.
Yeah.
You're taking the mickey out of me. But I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world, you know. But yeah, it's very important for me to make sure that they don't feel upset like I did just because they don't look the same as, I mean, they're not the same as I was. But I mean, I always remember when I went to university, my roommate next door, is that right, roommate? She wasn't my roommate. She was my next door neighbour. She was 5'10", really slim, beautiful. She thought she was fat. And I'd never met anyone before who was slim who thought they were fat. And I was like, but you're really not fat. But she was. And I was like, oh my God, people don't see themselves as other people see us.
No.
You know what I mean? Like you've got an idea of yourself that is completely different to how you actually look, but you genuinely feel like that. And that was the first time I'd realised that it doesn't matter what you look like, you know, if you don't feel good about yourself. Because I always looked at beautiful people as thinking, oh, they've got it easy because they just must be happy all the time. But that's so not true,
is
it?
True. Like, it's not. And you could, for example, let's think of celebrities that are, you know, beautiful, and they may have the confidence to get up on stage or do whatever, but behind that they may have no self-esteem, because your self-esteem is all about your relationship with yourself and whether or not you like yourself. And if you don't like yourself, it doesn't matter how beautiful you are. Like, none of this actually has anything to do with our appearances. We could be the most perfect, glorious, whatever, and still feel bad about ourselves. Or we could be someone who wouldn't be considered good looking in society and feel amazing about ourselves.
Yeah.
It's all about our relationship with ourselves. And really, what other people think of us doesn't matter. And it's once you start to get to that point where you're like, I don't care if people think I'm good looking. I don't care if people are whatever they think of me. There's such freedom in that.
Yeah.
And being able to show that to your kids too. Like, I don't care what Mary down the road thinks of me. I'm going to do whatever. Like, I'm out in my pajamas. Get over it, Mary. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. But having the confidence to do that compared to, oh, Mary's down the road. I better put on my good coat and put on some makeup in case she sees me.
Yeah.
You know, like those are two really different messages. And kids copy. Like, you can tell your kids all day long, love yourself, love your body. But then if you're not doing it yourself, well, then they're not going to take the message you want them to take. They're going to do as you do rather than as you say.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. And we,
again,
if everyone thinks back to their parents' relationships with their own bodies, we're usually copying that and repeating it.
Yeah. So no, 100%.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Being a parent is really hard. Have you got children?
I don't. That's the thing. I am an ex-child, though. But basically...
Oh, really?
But it's because I was working with people that I got led down to this. And the funny thing is, right, in the beginning when I was working with body image, I was talking a lot with people about things that happen later in life, like looking at the secondary stuff, which is like social media and media.
Yeah.
And I didn't go as deep as I should have in the beginning because I ignored the fact that a lot of the stuff I felt about my body did come from how the women in my family talked about bodies.
Yeah.
For example, a lot of the women in my family were always on diets. And these are the women who I have the same body type as, okay? Yeah. Always on diets, they would say things like, oh, such a person so slim. They would compliment me if I had clearly lost weight, say, be silent if I had gained weight, all these things. And it added up to me having this really strong feeling about my weight. But I didn't dare go that deep at the time because I realized, I don't know, I shied away from it, even though I knew in my heart and soul, this is when it starts. It started at the age of 10. There has to be a reason for that.
Yeah.
And then talking to parents, and I did a huge amount of like surveys and interviews, talking to parents and them saying, this is how I feel. This is how my parents felt. And I don't want my kids to feel the same. How do I fix this?
Yes.
And me being like, okay, I have the answer to this. I'm going to help you figure it out, because it's simple enough to do it. But like, parents have this thing, and we all have it, where it's like, I want to put the oxygen mask on the kids first. Never mind me.
Yeah.
But you need to put the oxygen mask on yourself, because if, you know, you put it on them and then you pass out, you're no good to anyone.
Yeah.
And it's the same with body image. Every parent is like, no, love your body, love yourself, be great, be great. I want you to love yourself. And they don't put the mask on themselves.
Yeah.
And the answer is, figure out yourself, start liking your body, and you're naturally going to teach them how to like their own.
Yeah.
Because you'll actually have the answers, because you'll know it. You are the person who likes themselves. It's easier. Yeah.
And kids pick up on, they know, if you hate yourself, but you're telling them to love themselves, they won't buy it, because they can tell.
They read you like a book. Oh, they see the body language. They see, for example, like if mum goes into the bedroom to get ready to go somewhere, not that we're going anywhere anymore, but you go into the bedroom to go somewhere and next thing there's like sighing and huffing and puffing and trying on like five different dresses. And you're like, you can't help it. Your body language is going to totally change. You're in a bit of a like mood before you go out the door. And the kids see that. They see it. You know, you don't have to stand there and be like, I don't like my body. But everything you're doing says, I don't like my body.
Yeah.
So instead of just going in and being like, oh, I guess we're going to Mary's party tonight, I'll put this on, let's go. Like, that's the difference. So it's about getting to that place, and it's way more enjoyable to be in the place where you're in the family photos, you're wearing what you want, not hiding beneath baggy clothes. And you can wear the bikini if you want to wear the bikini. You can go to the social events and not feel bad in your body. That's a way better place to be than in the place.
Freedom. Wish to God I've been obsessed with how I look since I was six. And I wished it would have been so nice if I actually enjoyed my childhood and my teenage years. I used to tie a coat around my waist because I've got a big bum. Like, I would never show my bum. I was paranoid about it. And I just wished that I didn't have all that shit carrying all that shit around with me, because what's the fucking point? It didn't make anything any better. No one gave a shit about my ass.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Who cares? Who cares? And the joke of it now is everyone loves a big bum.
Yes.
It's like, who cares? But I just don't want my kids to carry that around, because it's what a waste of effort and life as well. I know I would have been so much happier just in general if I didn't think that I was ugly all the time.
Oh, yeah. And
it's awful.
It's awful. And it's about, the thing is, when you're feeling bad about your body, it occupies so much of your mental and emotional energy, and also costs you financially a lot of time, because you're signing up to do diets and whatever. But the emotional, like, I know myself from my past experiences, when I didn't feel good about my body, I think I spent most of my time thinking about my body, thinking about what I was going to eat, thinking about how I was going to move that day, thinking about like, okay, how much weight do I need to lose this week? And, oh, I'm going to measure myself and blah, blah, blah. It took up so much of my energy, and thinking about what other people thought of my body, and like, oh, I wonder if they noticed if I lost weight or, ooh, this kind of nonsense. And it was a constant dialogue in my head. And honestly, I could have put that energy, like if I put that energy elsewhere, I'd probably have like three PhDs by now.
Yeah. I'd be a millionaire.
Millionaire, you know, what would I have achieved?
Yeah. But even just being happy, would just have been nice, wouldn't it? Just not completely obsessed the whole time about nothing. But that's what I wish that I had this knowledge when I was younger.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed myself so much more. And I could have, well, you don't know what you could have done, could you? But it is such a shame.
But it's never too late. No.
No, it's never too late.
It's never too late. Like, the thing is, you can say, I wish I'd discovered this sooner. And we all do. We all wish we just continued feeling good the way we did when we were toddlers and running around naked.
Yeah.
But it's, even if you start feeling good about yourself tomorrow, that means the rest of your life is spent feeling good.
Yep.
And that is the biggest gift you can give to yourself. Like, I've had clients that are in their 70s and they're like, I need to figure this out. Teach me. And getting to that place, because they're like, okay, I don't have that much time left, but the time I have left, I want to feel good. And usually people of that age, they're looking back at photographs when they were young and they're realizing I was gorgeous and I thought I wasn't. What's wrong with me? And we all do that. We can all look back at old photos and think, what was I thinking? Because we see ourselves as like a different person when we look back at the younger version.
Yeah.
Like, if only I had realized how great I was. And then they go back to everyday life and they're like, yeah, but I'm crap now.
Yeah.
And it just continues. It's normalized. That's the thing. It's normal.
Yeah.
Normalized to feel that way in society, but you don't have to. You can feel good. You can wake up in the morning being like, you know what? I'm gorgeous and not worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, don't care. Walk down the beach with your cellulite and stretch marks and whatever and not even toss about it, not even think about it.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't, because they're just normal.
It's normal.
Isn't it? It's normal. And there's nothing wrong with being normal. So how do people find you? Do you take clients on from all over the world, or do you have to see them in person, or do
I do it online? I work with people all over the world, and they can find me on cleanaburn.com, or I'm on Instagram too as Cleana the Coach. But I'm pretty easy to find because my name's a bit unusual, so if you Google Cleana Burn, you'll find me.
I'll C-L-I-O-N-A.
Yeah, and then Byrne is B-Y-R-N-E.
Well, so I'll post anyway links to you, so people will be able to find you on our page. But thank you so much. That was I really enjoyed that.
Me too. This is good.
Yeah, it's lovely to see you, and good luck with the French lockdown. Where about? You're in Paris, yeah?
I'm in Paris, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I will come. I'll come and say hi.
Come say hi, but eat the pastries.
Oh yeah, I want macaroons. That's what I want to do. I just want to come and eat macaroons and drink coffee. I'm going to take the girls. We're going to go on the Eurostar when the world goes back to normal.
Yeah, and you can go to Disneyland as well.
They've been to Disneyland actually, because their dad took them. So they've been to Paris and I haven't, which is very unfair. But yeah, I want to I want to go look at art and eat macaroons.
Sounds amazing. I will be joining you for that
one day. Yes. Lovely. Oh, it's so lovely. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
I really enjoyed the chat, but it's hard for me to, I've got to process the information because I do calorie count and I do weigh food and I don't really want to stop doing that, but then I don't want my kids to worry about that stuff. So it's a bit of a tough one, but I did really enjoy it, and it was definitely a lot to think on, I think. But hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a lovely Mother's Day, or a lovely whatever day it is that you're listening to this. Thank you for listening to it. If you enjoyed it, then tell your mates, share it about. You can subscribe as well, so that every episode every week just ends up on your phone, so you don't have to go and search for it. So that's handy. So yes, subscribe. Oh, you can give us a review as well if you like on iTunes.
Work.
Don't say nice things, please. Don't say horrible things.
Work.
All right, well, have a lovely day and look forward to seeing you next week. Take care. Happy Mother's Day. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.